And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. And we have a great show today. The guru of tackle himself is joining us, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We're going to be talking about the big super sale next weekend and hooking you up with the best gear possible. Nobody knows fishing tackle like the guy sitting across from Corey and I. It's going to be a lot of fun today. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we engineered the truck of the future for everyone. Ford F-150. Available with a ProPower onboard generator and a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. Because the truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's for America. Ford F-150. Drive one today. Come in now for a huge selection of vehicles, like the 2022 Ford F-150 for 1.9% APR for 60 months, only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month, per thousand finance, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/3/2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Filet knives shouldn't be disposable. Introducing AFCO Filet Knives that are built to last. Designed in collaboration with Boker Germany, AFCO knives feature 4116 German stainless steel, bonded with titanium nitride to ensure optimum corrosion resistance and exceptional edge retention. A non-slip TPR handle maintains a firm grip when processing game fish. Premium in every sense, AFCO Filet Knives are available in multiple length options to provide the right tool that gets the job done season after season. Filet Knives from AFCO. Any fish, any water.
All right, good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and talking deals, talking good times today.
Yeah. Man, talking tackle with the man. This is always one of my favorite shows because there's nothing that, you know, anybody listens to the show that Doug doesn't have, like, the killer tackle answer for, you know. And that's kind of the thing at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. As long as it's saltwater, it's covered. And, you know, Doug is certainly the reason behind all that, you know. I mean, from bay bass to bluefins to offshore to inshore to everything in between, it's going to be a really fun show.
Yeah, man. Think about the last couple of years with all the flyer things. And,
oh, my gosh.
Right? And, like, all the – even the big tackle companies, like, coming out with their own versions.
Oh, yeah.
And, right?
But, you know, and it's funny because everything's geared on big fish offshore. And literally, Corey brought us, like, 2,000 baits recently. I mean, filled up our bins. And – that is such a back-to-basics fun thing that we all do, and it's a little bit sort of been on pause just because of all the great fishing we've had. But this is the time of year where the bay bass tournament used to happen.
Right.
And I was looking at those plastics going, I mean, That is still like one of the best. We are so lucky to have San Diego Bay. And last night it was a full moon. I'm just thinking, you know, this like would have been baseball. Around the time that the tournament, it would have been either this week or 2 weeks ago.
Man, you're so right about it. Yeah, I think it was, obviously it was based on tides, but it was most often the weekend before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Right now, right?
Like the last part of July or January or the first part of February.
Yeah.
And everybody was talking their smack and making side bets. And I was talking to the guys in the shop this morning. 1 year we had 150 boats and a bunch of kayaks and all the lights and the music playing.
Yeah.
And the cruise boat came down the channel and it was like the parting of the Red Sea, 150 boats. And I just imagine, what is this cruise ship captain thinking? I got 150 targets on the radar.
all of them less than 25 feet, you know? Yeah, think about that coming in the morning. And yeah, that was.
It's just coming down here this morning and seeing all those plastics, it just took me back to what, you know, the basics of fishing is. So many people enjoy that type of fishing, and we're so lucky to have it.
And like you said, it's that time of the year, and there's no marlin. There's no, I shouldn't say there's no bluefin. Nobody's going for them. It's not in our backyard right now.
But you're right. Big bluefin on flyers steals the billboards and the flashbulbs and what people talk about. But good bass fishing's, I think, what most of us would prefer to do every day of your life for the rest of the, you know, forever.
Like, yes, please, and thank you.
Totally. Yeah, totally. Totally.
Well, it used to be a flow where you do your bay bass fishing, then, you know, the first yellowtail to get caught.
Yeah, springtime.
You do that, and then, you know, maybe you start getting a few tuna in, you know, April, May, or June, and go and do that. And then, you know, the year would progress. But now it's like everybody knows those bluefin are just swimming around out there eating. And at the first sign of, you know, either the commercial guys get their quota done, oh, my God, it's going to be great again, or, you know, long-range boats, like, yeah, they're there. And they were there in December and even a little bit in January.
The bite on bluefin last year was like, it went from full throttle. It was from off to full throttle in March.
Instant.
You know, it was crazy.
Yep.
The first, you know, you correct me if I'm wrong, but it was, I believe it was March, the first trip that went, you know, with the idea of calling net, and just like, they came back with like 50 bluefin or something. And the next three or four that they ran were all limits. Like, oh my God. All right. Here they are. Like, here we go.
And every one of the boats has the tent this year, the scaffolding. They're rushing to get their boat work done by February 28th. So on March 1st, they can go exploratory. And I have to imagine if we have good weather and they can get out, which they'll probably catch bluefin, and that'll be that. We'll have, you know, our 10-month season.
That's the thing. You're not just Doug from the tackle store. You're Doug from the landing. And the landing is like, I have never seen so much boat work happen in February ever before. Because, I mean, the deal kind of always was you needed to be ready by June 1. You know, and there was always a couple guys that just wanted to get their maintenance out of the way early so they could have their, you know, their downtime in the latter part of the season, and other people wanted their downtime as soon as they were done running, however it worked out. But there was always one or two that were maybe ready to go. But now it's like, dude, the fish is here in March.
Yeah, no, they finally realized that if they're ready, they're going to have an opportunity to run. And so they're cramming their hunting trips and their trips to Mexico and, you know, whatever they're doing, visit their families, whatever they're doing now.
Get it out of the way.
Because it's go time.
Wrenches and you know, paintbrushes and everything else are flying down there. I mean, you hear it every day. Like, you hear as many dock carts clanking up and down the dock right now during maintenance as you do during fishing season, because there's, you know, I wouldn't say it's all hands on deck, but it's pretty close to it on a high percentage of the boats. Like, it's go time.
So with all this bay stuff and all this bluefin talk, what the heck is going on next weekend?
Well, you know, all the weirdness through COVID and da-da-da. And so we got into a different routine with our show season. You know, we do Tackle Day, which is our big extravaganza. That's in November. Then we have a couple of in-store sales before the early season to give everybody an opportunity to come down and reconnect. You know, we can reconnect with them and they can reconnect with us, get their preseason stuff ready to go for the season. And like we say, and, you know, sometime in March, it'd probably take off again. And so we've got our Super Saturday and Super Sunday sale coming up next weekend, Super Bowl weekend. And it's the same kind of routine that, you know, we've kind of established where, I mean,
it's a significant sale.
So, I mean, you know, every rod, every reel, We've got free Spectra. We've got, you know, some of the manufacturers have given us free goods to give away with a purchase. You know, Daiwa gave us $100 purchase. You know, you get some free stuff. And I've got a box full of free stuff. I looked in there. There's like Zaconas and Fluorocarbon and Sunmask.
Just cool goodies.
Just stuff, you know. And so there's quite a bit of that going on. And then all the buy two, get one free deals, you know, and you kind of get desensitized to get one free, but it's 33% off on stuff you're going to use. Every jig in the shop, every hook in the shop, that makes up like 90% of your terminal tackle. You should buy it 33% off.
That's why I think this sale is always so good, is exactly that, because it's not on a lost leader, you know, hey, no. We have four rods, and we're advertising that they're 80% off. It's not that. It's like it's a really good sale on the stuff that you're going to use all year. It's hooks. It's fluorocarbon. It's jigs. It's the things that you're actually going to use, not the weird closeout that was an off color that you just say, hey, this is on sale for real cheap. Come on down here. Like, this is the real deal that's in a guy's tackle box and probably got burned through last season.
Yes. I mean, you'll see guys at this sale come up with like 100 Cory baits. They'll buy... You know, they're going down to Mexico or doing whatever yo-yo jig fishing trip, and they'll buy, you know, 25 jigs. And it's mix and match. I mean, you can come in and buy an MC bait, a Marlin jig, and a popper. And, you know, so it doesn't have to be like three of the same jigs. So, you know, and then fluorocarbon. Same thing. Buy two, get one free. It's 33%
off. Which is crazy.
Off.
I mean, think about that. So, like... My El Salto trip. I mean,
right.
I've got 25, 30, 40, and then I not only the blue label, but I've got gold label,
right?
Gold
for some situations, yeah.
And I've got the Psycho 40 pound. That's one of my favorites.
Oh my gosh.
I always have with me for whatever I'm fishing, whether it's surf or.
Yeah, that Psycho is really.
We've
resisted putting in any fluorocarbons. Because every company has one, and you can't carry them all. We just don't have the space. And
yeah, fluorocarbon, you're right. Every company has one now. Like, everybody that makes a fishing rod or a fishing reel also has a fluorocarbon line, you know.
But, you know, for very particular, first of all, it has to be an A-plus item, and it's got to be an A-plus company that can keep us in stock. That's an issue these days, everybody knows.
Kind of, right?
And AFTCO...
does it.
You know, and I'm giving a shout out to Robbie Gant. he's taking that company places on the tackle side.
Yeah, and it was actually Greg that came up with the Psycho.
Yes.
Greg and
am
Casey.
I pronouncing it right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And produced that and went to the Sunline and had to make it.
Yep.
And I dig it. I really do. But the gold label is something that I have, like, when they're a little finessey, like El Salto. Yeah, I get away with 40-pound Psycho, right? But if it's a little finicky, and it's going to be this way with surf fishing for me too, is I'll go to the 40-pound gold label.
Yeah.
And it's more like, I don't know.
It's like 30-pound. I mean, it really is.
It
feels like it. It looks like it. I mean.
But it somehow has the abrasion and the strength, which every other thin line is just a thin line.
Yes, right.
Over history, mono, fluorocarbon, any kind of line. Oh, ours is thinner for 40-pound test. Well. That's because, like, everybody else is 30.
Yeah.
This is like 40, but it's like 30 diameter.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, and it doesn't, like, overly stretch to where it breaks down.
Right.
And it's got the abrasion resistant. So you're not using as much, per se, like a piece of...
Totally.
A piece of blue label, you know, stretched a few handful of times, eventually...
Yep.
Breaks down a little bit.
That is the toughest stuff.
It is. By far. Yeah.
Now, what about brand mix and match? You said you could mix and match. Lure, could I get...
Absolutely.
I could get two 40-pound gold labels and a 40-pound Psycho, and one of those is going to still be a freebie?
Yeah, get Yozuri Pink HD.
For your 80-pound Marlin leader.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
And then your 40-pound Psycho.
Okay, that's my fly line, blue fin line.
Right.
Gold label 30 for all the right. Fast fishing. And buy two, get one free.
That's so rad.
That's crazy.
And the free goods equal lesser values. You just take the one that's the same price as the bottom one, and you throw it out.
Yep.
I love it. That's cool. So it didn't matter what brand, what style, whatever.
Yeah, we...
Two hooks, two fluoros, two jigs, mix and match anything.
Yeah, we don't put too many rules on it.
That's so rad.
We just literally want our people to buy what they need or what they want, and we're not going to put stipulations, you know.
Yeah, I think that's so cool. And it's the same thing, you know, it's everything that's appropriate. Like, there's nothing about this sale that's the free Spectra. Like, you're not getting some funky...
no.
Overseas crummy Spectra. You're getting the Spectra that we don't carry an off-brand
nope.
crummy line, and that's the freebie because it doesn't cost you anything to give it away. No, like it's the Spectra that we have. Like,
right.
what Spectra do you use? I use PowerPro. Okay, well that's what's getting put on your reel.
Well, and it's pretty appropriate. Most people will get the reel completely filled. For every dollar you spend on a reel, you get a yard of line. So if you buy a $700 Talica 20, you get 700 yards of line.
Holy
if by chance you needed to buy an extra 100 yards, we're doing it at like a ridiculously low price,
yeah.
you know, 6-7 cents a yard or whatever. So it might cost you $7.
Yeah.
Crazy. I mean, that's as cheap as a gift.
So you get a discount on the reel.
Yes.
You get the free Spectra. Then you go buy your fluorocarbon, your jigs, and your hooks that you're going to use all season long at 33% off.
Dude, if you're doing that, if you're thinking about that, if you're picking up a Talica for bluefin fishing this year,
yep.
discount on the reel, discount on the line, maybe picking up a couple of knife jigs and some fluoro, you're probably saving in the neighborhood of
$300-$400.
Yeah,
yeah,
legitimately.
Yes.
And I'm thinking about yesterday's show, talking about Cedros Island and that
oh, yeah.
style. We were talking hard baits,
totally.
Talking plastics,
yep.
talking...
Well, anybody going down there takes a lot of jigs. We
like,
see it.
Right? yeah, between jigs and hard baits.
You can
and,
tell when these trips are starting
yeah.
up because these giant handfuls of plastics and irons come
yeah.
up to the register.
There's no everybody knows a Cedro sport fishing guest because there's two handfuls of 5-inch Christmas tree
yeah.
MC swim baits. there's no doubt. Like, oh, what's your Cedro state? Oh, it's funny you say that. I'm going
How
in July.
You know?
How'd you know?
Just a guess.
Yeah. That's cool.
Oh,
well, that's exciting, and so tell us about the event. It's this weekend coming up.
Yeah,
next weekend.
It's next weekend. So a week from yesterday and a week from today. And I know about 1 or 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to get real quiet on Sunday, and that's great.
Yeah,
it'll let our guys in the shop, you know, watch the Super Bowl. But we open the doors in the morning, depending on the half day boat, you know, around 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then we close around 6 o'clock at night or when they get back. The sales are in effect all weekend, so there's no, you know, start day, no shotgun start or
yeah.
anything like that. Just if you're an early bird, just come on down, get your shopping done. If, you know, if you got to do your honeydews or you got a, you know, soccer game or a baseball game to go to, come after that.
Totally.
You know, it's not quite as crazy as Tackle Day because that's a – abbreviated hours, and so it's fun, but it, you know, everybody shows up at the same time. This is a little bit more
spread
leisurely.
Out. Spread out.
We still have our rushes. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
We have 4 registers going.
Yeah.
So.
But it's all. But I think the idea was, I mean, as much as it's a sale, it's meant to be a hookup to the customers, to the extended tackle family.
Definitely.
Springtime, like that's what the idea was. You know,
yes.
I mean, going into a busy season where inventory's tough. I mean, let's face it, you don't need to do a sale. Like, all of this stuff
no.
is going to get purchased when the fish start biting. It's just it's a get the crew together and let's have some fun and let's hook up the our extended family, you know, before the season gets rolling.
Well, and I know a lot of guys will come down and they'll go over to Point Loma Seafoods or Mitch's or Pizza Nova along the dock and get their lunch and
totally.
Have a beer and look at the boats and, I mean,
see the fleet and
this is the one time of the year the entire fleet's in. You can literally go see every boat, you know, in various stages of getting ready and just the little buzz there and then, you know, do your shopping and just have a nice few hours down by the water.
Frank was talking when he was on the show last a couple weeks back with Corey and I about how extravagant they're making the boats get, he says, to be honest, completely inappropriate. You know, he said you can't even put a saw blade on a 2x4 inside the galley without having the full
no.
coverage. But boy, so Frank kind of clued us into that. And then this week seeing the
tents go up.
Oh my God. I mean, I don't know what you call it. Like the old days, it was a blue tarp that was flapping in the wind,
yes.
you know, piece of PVC. These are like superstructures with, you know, vinyl wrapped. Like it is kind of cool to see. Like if you're in the neighborhood, I mean, there's your favorite boat and it literally looks like a massive construction high rise project.
Well, I saw the scaffolding truck, a 2-ton flatbed truck with, you know, scaffolding sign on it. And whoever that guy is has opened up a whole new vein of,
yeah.
of income. It's like, you know, the painters aren't painting this time of year. What the heck?
Yeah, no, right. No,
like,
doubt.
It's like the bluefin. It's year-round now.
Yeah, it's wild.
And that's not a cheap deal either. I mean, no. That guy's got dollar signs on the side of his truck, too, you know, for these boat owners.
It's thousands of dollars. I mean, it's just...
Just to set that up.
Yep, it is.
And then I'd imagine like a daily, quote-unquote, rental type of thing, too.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm not sure how the payment works.
These poor boat owners, man, they go through a lot.
Well, they do, and... You know, more and more there's restrictions on what they can do and how they can do it, and everybody wants, you know, their hand out. But thank God we've had great fishing, and thank God for fishermen, because we are all crazy. Man got a fish.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I'm already ready, you know. Like,
I told my wife, I said, I have one addiction in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fishing.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's a good addiction. Yeah. I mean, it is. You know, there's a lot of addictions that just wreck everything.
But, yeah. That's my one addiction in life.
And this is, it can be a family thing, too. I mean, over the years, I've taken my kids and my grandkids.
Yeah, totally.
You know, you can enjoy this. You know, you can't take your kids to the bar.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, good call. I can't wait to take my boy fishing. It's like I'm counting the days, man. I cannot wait.
Just over a year old now.
Yeah. We're still.
Little Wyatt.
Yep, no doubt, man. Going to be a great show, Corey. So much cool stuff, too. And like I said, I just love having Doug on here, not only talking about the sale, but just the tackle knowledge isn't beat.
I know it. And for my one addiction in life, I think I'll I think I've got some questions, too. And I'll be down there next Saturday maybe to buy some Spectre and some jigs myself. And you want to join us today, 213-432-1090. That's the telephone number here to Let's Talk Hookup. One open line right now. It's yours. Again, 213-432-1090. Or you can text us via the app, only done through the app. It's a free download. You got a question for Doug. There's already a few on there. I see they're pretty good, Rick, right? Just keep it short. Make sure you leave your name and telephone number, because at the end of the show, Doug Kern's going to have the honor to flip the coin to see whether our $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing is going to go to a texter or a caller. So, again, we'll be right back with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle when we return on Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Since 1946, the Hall Family Shows have celebrated the passion of outdoor recreation. The Bart Hall Show at the Del Mar Hippogrounds February 16th through 19th will be San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, marine accessories, kayaks, international fishing and hunting lodges, trucks, vehicles, RVs, travel trailers, off-road products, and hundreds of seminars. The Bart Hall Show, presented by Progressive, will provide a full day of family fun. Don't miss the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the Ram Ultimate Air Dogs, the San Diego County Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, Convict Lake Resort's Great American Duck Races, the Okua Bass Tank, Accurate Fishing's Main Seminar Stage, Iowa Saltwater Stage, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Mammoth Lake Seminars, Costa Sunglass Prizes, Kids Casting Contests, Laser Shot, and more. Celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows February 16th to the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Tickets at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com. It's a whale of a show.
Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know we have been loading up on Shimano tackle. So take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 11th and 12th. This is your golden opportunity for huge savings on Shimano Talica with a Hagani body to prevent misalignment, or the Shimano Trinidad, our top choice in star drag reels. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle huge preseason sale February 11th and 12th. We'll see you at the landing.
Captain Dwayne Diego, Pinnacle Sport Fishing. Visual signs are one of our most important aspects to our charter fishing business. It's the reason myself and all of our crew all wear Costa sunglasses. With advanced polarization technology, Costa is designed to help cut through the sun's glare while providing enhanced color and comfort to help you see more fish. Costa was founded over 35 years ago by a group of fishermen wanting high-performance lenses for every fishing application. Costa has a West Coast-style frame and lens for your pursuit. Check them out at costaglasses.com.
Grapefish. Fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fish Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen, for fishermen, in Mission Bay.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And again, well, the phones are full, but I'll call you the telephone number.
No surprise there.
Right? 213-432-1090 when one drops off. Or you could text us via the app and giving away a $50 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. I could think of a few things I would want.
Well, and then if you bring that down to the super sale,
You
turn that into $75.
It's like nearly doubling it up.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. That's going to be a fun sale. Now, what is... We all know what the supply chain has become like a household name. I mean, how is the shop stocked in terms of this sale coming up? I mean, everybody knows what it's like going around and lack of inventory on this and that. Like, how well is Fisherman's Landing Tackle set up for the big sale?
I think we've done as well or better than most. So the whole chronology is, in the end of 2019, we placed all our huge orders for the Fred Hall show. And then we did Long Beach, but we did not do Del Mar. So we ended up having some extra tackle there. Then it was pretty apparent that there was this supply chain issue. And so I started literally watching YouTube every night, and I had my app that showed how many boats were outside of Long Beach, how many container ships. And you could see it went, you know, oh, my God, there's 40. And then there were 60. And then pretty soon, you know, you're over 100 container ships. So... I became a student of the supply chain problem and talking to all the sales managers and purchasing agents from all the major companies. So we started writing purchase orders that were not for that week, but for 6 to 12 months out. And so we had hundreds of purchase orders open for smaller amounts of stuff. And so in August, something would come in, and you'd look at the purchase order, and it was from last year.
Right.
And
August is a busy time, and you're dying to get whatever this hot jig is, and it comes rolling through the door. Well, that's not because you placed that order a week ago. You placed that order 6 months ago.
Right. And the other thing is, you know, maybe we carried only one brand of an item. Well, we expanded where we carried three brands of that same type of item. So, yeah, we don't have this brand, but here's the exact same thing in another brand. Right. So we always had something to sell the fishermen to go catch whatever was biting at the time. So our inventory now is probably double what it's ever been this time of year. And I'm not going to say we have every item and every color, but we have tons of the appropriate stuff by design. So going into this year, we've done the same thing. I have orders scheduled out for delivery all the way up until August. And I think the supply chain is starting to loosen up in certain areas.
Feels like it.
And so I think you're going to start seeing a little bit more stuff available, but I still think there's an issue probably going into 2024 on certain regions. You know, when China closed down recently for COVID, that put another crimp on it. They can't get the stuff to the port. Then they can't get the ships out.
Or people in the factory to even make it.
Well, yeah. That's,
period.
It was, you know, a couple months it vanished. So,
is there one category that seems tougher than another?
American-made rods, I would say, has been really tough. And that's partly labor-related, but it's also partly... Because
material.
They have so many components that if you're missing one piece of Hyplon or one guide or you know, the resin to make the rods, so, you know, there's 15 or 20 components going to making a rod. If you're missing one, you can't make a rod.
Yeah, like you're right. If you've done everything you can, you've got all your material, and you got all your this, but if Fuji is out of this number 10 guide, well, then that's it. Like, you know, you don't get to do something else. It's
nope.
Yeah.
So, but even that maybe is loosening up a tiny bit. You know, it got to where you couldn't get anything, and now you can get a little bit of stuff. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, there's just little weird things that, you know, you just notice you can't get. I mean, we deal with a company in Texas that we get a really nice split ring plier. And last year, it just vanished for a while, like 4 months. And it's like, okay, well, that's why we carry 3 split ring tools.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can't get one, you got the other.
Yep.
That's cool. And that's the thing about Fisherman's Landing Tackle is you have to be more than a neighborhood tackle store. You're the neighborhood tackle store for the neighborhood around here, but you're also who so many people rely on that are coming from areas that don't specialize in big, like, you know, not, no offense, but like a mom and pop shop, you know, somewhere is not supposed to have a split ring tool that can open a number 8 ultra ring.
Right.
Like, that's a specialized thing, but people are relying when they come down from sometimes hundreds of miles away, knowing that, oh, it's going to be at the landing, like, I'm going to be able to get it there. Maybe like a last resort.
We specialize in the Gucciest stuff because we're catching 200-pound fish at times. And even a 40-pound bluefin is a bigger tuna than most people caught back in the albacore days. So, you know, the tackle and the quality and the knowledge has had to ramp up to a whole new level. It's been exciting. I mean, this is – we have been on the ride and got to be part of the evolution of – a new era
of incredibleness, right?
Somebody that was, you know, somebody that's 25 now was 18 when all this bluefin stuff started. So they don't know anything different. They just think this is normal, but it's not. It's special.
I agree with you. I agree with you 110% because we're really, it's so historical. It goes back to like the quote unquote Zane Grey era.
For real.
Where they were fishing this similar style, right?
Yeah, that's what's so crazy is it was this grade of fish with kites and flying fish.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
In 1900.
The only thing they didn't have was Mad Max.
Yeah, 2 speeds and graphite and Spectra. And
yeah, none of those boats would go 12 or 15 knots.
So speaking of which, do you have Mad Max for sale?
So Mad Max, you know, became all the rage.
Yeah.
And probably, you know, other high-speed trolling jigs would work as well, which they did, but...
You mean a Marauder still works?
A Marauder works, and a Mag Bay.
Halco 220, MagTrack.
A lot of those jigs work. You have to modify the hooks a lot of times and make it so that it'll hold up to the bluefin. But like anything, you know, people were getting angry at the rep and angry at the tackle stores. You know, how can you be out of this? Well, they made 5,000 for like the last 15 years. It's always been a high-speed Wahoo trolling jig. And we carried them.
I love this story. Check this out, Corey.
I saw them at the ICAST show, and so I bought a few, and we put them in the shop, and they sat there, and nobody bought them.
Our long-range boats didn't care for them.
Nope.
You know, like we discontinued selling Mad Max. Like, it was a thing that was on our shelf for a long time.
They
literally discontinued them.
Sat there for 2 or 3 years, and the writing's on the wall. This jig is not for us. And then all of a sudden, you know, they started catching bluefin on them. Well, they went from, you know, maybe selling 5,000 a year. I talked to the sales manager. And to having the demand to probably sell 30 or 40,000. Well, there's no way they can ramp up that quick. They have ramped up somewhat this year, and I think you're going to see a little more availability, but I also think that they'll probably run out at some point if the fishing is the same and people are using that as their method.
So for next weekend's sale?
No.
No.
Okay.
Well,
still out.
I'm not going to say no. There is a shipment due in February sometime.
Yeah.
But, you know, so there's a small percent chance they could come in.
But haven't got it yet.
I don't think so.
The thing that's so funny about them is they work so well, clearly, bluefin-wise. I mean, that was the hottest thing. And you could put a Mad Max behind your boat and troll it around at 15 knots, and, man, you were likely going to cross paths and catch yourself a 100-pounder. I mean, it kind of turned bluefin fishing almost into albacore trolling.
Yeah.
Like, you knew if you put the time in the right zone, the clicker was going to go off, and a big one was going to come up to the boat with that Mad Max in its mouth. The reason they never, I don't think, in my opinion, the reason they didn't really take off is that lure doesn't fish nearly as well at 6 knots or 7 knots as it does at 13. So when the sport boats were trolling them, you know, at a slower speed, it kind of wobbles onto its side and it doesn't track as well. Like, it needs that speed to really get going and vibrate and track right. So when our sport boats were trolling them at sport boat speed, I mean, it's not like they didn't work. They did. They still do. You know, they'll get a bite here or there.
But this wasn't ideal.
There were better things. And because of that, the popularity kind of waned. And it was like, oh, well, this thing's cool, but it's just not quite right for us. To, oh, my God, can't possibly have enough what are you doing? How is there not a 1,000 available? Like, it was wild.
Let me ask a question. I have a question. So, private boater guy here, and this whole, that style of fishing, right? Trolling behind the boat, and they put them a mile behind the boat.
Yep.
Can you get bit closer to the boat with that? I mean, that's my question, and wanting to fish something like that, possibly.
It seems that bluefin don't want to come into the wake, and we've seen that with the yummy flyer. You want to get that outside the wake and
but
behind the boat.
Couldn't that be 100 yards behind the boat instead of 500 yards?
I think it would have evolved to that if that was the case, because some people are going to put it 100 yards behind the boat.
Yeah.
But it seems that a 30 wide to a 50 size reel with, you know, 800 plus yards of line, high speed. I mean, it's kind of like anything. It's taken a little while, but it's evolved to, and it probably will evolve a little further. But, you know, we're talking about the Mad Mac, and I want to shift gears.
Yeah.
Every person that wants to catch bluefin, and that's pretty much everybody, don't forget your kite game. Because there's multiple benefits. If you can get into an area where there's a lot of fish, you're going to have a lot of boats trolling Mad Macs at 200 yards behind the boat. It's a complete nightmare. And if you can get your kite game, you're not going to burn the fuel. You're going to see the most bitchin' explosion you've ever seen in your life.
I would love to see
on heavy tackle.
Yeah. There's so many benefits. So don't get rat-holed into any one method.
Totally.
Don't get rat-holed into the kite thing. Don't get rat-holed into just knife jigs. You got to learn to do it all, and then you're going to be a more well-rounded fisherman. But there's no doubt it's a fairly easy way, although a little expensive, to go drive around and catch yourself an 80-pound tuna.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Well said. That's awesome. Well, hey, the phones are absolutely packed up. The texts are, too. Everybody decided to talk to Doug. Let's start it with a text this morning, and it's from Darren in Menifee. It says, hi, guy. Doug, can you help me out here? What is the proper rating for a rod to match my reels? For example, what spec should I be looking for to match with my Pen Fathom 40 with 80-pound braid for larger tuna, and then for my Pen Fathom 25 narrow with 65-pound for yellowtail and smaller tunas?
So the ratings that are written on the rods stemmed out of the 60s, 70s, and 80s, where people didn't have multiple rods for each situation. So the manufacturers wanted to put a rating on there that would cover all the bases. So you'd have a 25 to 60. Even TrueLine had a 15 to 80. Yeah.
15 to 80.
Yeah. They did.
That's great.
I thought you said 50 to 80.
No.
15.
So some of the rod companies now have come a little more down to reality. But a manufacturer doesn't always understand our fishery.
Right.
And so a rod that's rated 25 to 40 might be considered a 30-pound rod, which in some cases it is, but in a lot of our situations might be considered a 25-pound rod. So the ratings don't tell you a whole lot, so you either have to have knowledge yourself, or you're doing the other method is consult with somebody that knows, for our kind of fishing, for your particular situation, what rod is best. So I can't even 100% answer your question because it depends on what you're doing with that Fathom 40. But a Fathom 40 with 80-pound Spectra, it depends on if you're going to use some kind of a top shot and what you're doing with that reel. But likely we would call that like a 60-pound outfit.
Mm-hmm. Probably sinker rig fishing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's his lighter daytime knife jig outfit.
Right. And so, you know, you're targeting, it's not your super heaviest outfit. But so you want, some kind of a rod that would be a true 60-pound rod. And there's so many of them out there. I'm just going to tell you that they're going to run from 6.5 to 8 feet typically. A 7 to 7.5 foot rod is good. A lot of times with that rig, you're not going to need to do a lot of finesse casting. You're not going to be throwing a small bait into a school of tuna, although you might be throwing a sardine out there on the surface. But so a 7.5 foot rod is a real good place to start. And like I say, there's a lot of them out there, but you know, so maybe a CalStar 875XH or even an XXH, and each person is different, too, and that's why we like to have a person come into the shop, because we can pull on the rod, and this person may be able to pull hard and handle a little stiffer, which is going to put more pressure on the fish, but then the next guy might need a little lighter tip. He just can't hang in there for a half an hour on a fish with, you know, that heavy of a rod. So maybe we have to go to a 7-foot mm-hmm. rod. Maybe it has to be, you know, a little lighter than a heavy 60, so it's more of a light 60. And then as far as the yellowtail and the 30-pound test, that's going to be, you know, maybe throwing your Colt snipers, your sardines, even an anchovy at times. So I probably like a little extra length on that one, 7.5 being the minimum, and then probably an 8-foot rod of some sort. And again, you know, the ratings on the rod, you know, that might be a...
Yeah, somebody's 30 to 80 might be the same thing as somebody else's 40 to 100 pound. And
yeah,
in both of those cases, 60 pound would be appropriate via the rating that the manufacturer gives it, but they could be completely different rods.
Yep.
Parabolic, fast taper, super stiff, not stiff enough. I mean, the specs, quote-unquote, are right, but it can vary considerably from one manufacturer to another.
And a pretty common misconception that I see all the time in the shop is somebody wants to get a 60-pound rod, so they'll get the 30 to 60. Oh, this is a 60-pound rod.
Right.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, that's could be a 30 or 40-pound rod probably.
Right.
And so for your 30-pound rod, you know, a lot of them might be rated 25 to 40, 30 to 50, 20 to 50 in that range. So that'll get you in the ballpark. But probably an 8-foot rod that has a pretty good amount of backbone, but a little bit lighter tip, something that can put a lot of pressure on, you know, a 20-pound yellowtail, a 40-pound tuna, that kind of thing. And anytime you want to come in the shop, pull on some rods, we love doing
that's
that.
We do.
And
that's the beauty of
and
it.
Dialing,
I mean,
you in. You
you've
know.
Got all that stuff there.
Yeah.
And your crew is right in the middle of it all,
yes.
Literally.
Yep.
I mean, from the RP to...
Well, our crew are a bunch of fishing maniacs. Is what come
well, you know what? I think you're honestly being polite about that.
Yeah.
Talk about addictions in life.
Oh, my God.
Everybody in there is obsessed with fishing.
Yes.
They will know every rating, every manufacturer, the dual helix, the, you know, slow taper, medium taper, fast taper, that, and, you know, what percentage of graphite versus what percentage of fiberglass within each rod. I mean,
yeah.
We'll get it down to the nitty and the gritty.
The thing, though, is an appropriately matched rod has never been as important now as it was years ago. You know, when you're catching a 25-pound albacore, you can kind of do that on anything, and even
yep.
if the rod isn't right, well, that fish is going to give up after a little bit, and the drag on the reel is going to subdue the fish and take it over, and you're going to pump and wind, and you're going to have your triangle leather belt, and that fish is going to be at the boat in no time, and you're going to put
yep.
a gaff in it. 120-pound bluefin,
yes.
it doesn't work that way. You know, I mean,
a little bit different.
If you don't have the rod that's providing the lift and not taking you out at the same time, and some people fish with a belt and harness in a private boat, and other people fish with the rail on a sport boat, and you know, if the rod isn't doing the work for you, it's either going to take you a tremendous amount of time, which leads to pulled hooks and shape lines and all those things, or it just wears you down to the point where there's no pleasure in doing it.
No.
But on the opposite side of it, appropriately matched tackle will allow somebody who's not a, you know, fitness buff, perfect everything, perfect technique, it'll just allow you with some good technique, the gear will do a high percentage of the work for you. You just need to turn the handle, keep a bend in the rod, and the fish is there.
And on top of that, just being an easier tool to handle
totally.
And get the job done.
Totally.
Well, I'm
going
to say, general statement, 75% of people at least tend to choose a rod that's a little too light for the job at hand, all the way from a, you know, 25-pound yellowtail rod up to a, you know, 100-plus-pound big bluefin rod. Probably better to go slightly heavier than you think than lighter than you think.
I would agree. You know, and I think that it stems a lot from, like you say, it's the way we do things down here, San Diego, bigger fish. Like a lot of line ratings that we see on a lot of rods, we'll pull on it and be like, man, this is an awesome fishing rod. There's no way I'd be fishing 40-pound on it, but this is an awesome, whatever, 25- or 30-pound rod. Like, I almost feel like that happens more often. Like, I really like this.
Yeah.
I don't like it for what they say it is, but I really like it for this.
Yeah, we have 50- to 80-pound rods that are good 40-pound rod, literally. So just get a little advice and a little homework done before you buy the rod.
Yeah, totally.
And put it in your hand. Like,
yeah.
You can't do that in every single shop,
yeah.
You know, but you can at Fisherman's Landing.
Come on down.
Here, come on down. Hey, we're going to be right back. Come on down to Fisherman's Landing. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup after Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Poway Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo and a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald here to tell you that the Hall shows are back. Bart Hall is February 16th through the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March 29th through April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Share the passion of outdoor recreation as we celebrate 75 years of Hall shows family fun.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, talking all this tackle, good times, and just all this fun going on at Fisherman's Landing next weekend.
It's, now you got me not knowing what I want to do more, go bass fishing or go bluefin fishing.
I know. I'm all jacked up.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like a bass getting his head yanked the other way.
Yeah. Well, the catch report, I'm sure, is not going to help you with getting with that backing off at any point, too, because I know we got Brian Willie standing by, so it's not going to get any better for you, Corey.
Well,
I know that much. You know.
I know one thing that's good, and it's a low, low, low gas prices for your truck. And for your trailer boat, only at Stomach Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena, and it's truly a good deal. Get your California fishing licenses 24 hours a day, your beer, soda, snacks, your 100 pounds of free ice. I can't believe that's
so
still
cool.
Going on,
that's
right?
That's so cool.
That's so 100
cool.
pounds of free ice when you purchase 35 gallons worth of fuel, and it's only at Stomach Gasoline. Go say hi to Martha and the friendly staff, and there's so much more than great gas prices and free ice. And it's so easy to get in and out with your boat trailer. I know it. I fuel up there every single time at the San Diego Sports Arena Summit Gasoline.
Yeah, you got it, man. Well, hey, from San Diego, let's head on up to Dana Wharf. Go to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing and talk to the man. Captain Brian Woolley is on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Good morning, Brian.
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
How are you guys? All good?
Doing great.
Rad. Good stuff, man. Hey, for us this week, just a super simple week with, you know, how was that weather this week? It was good. Nice little...
It's like it was supposed to be back
right.
to normal.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, totally. So our water temp's still kind of cool. 56 to 57 is kind of the surface temp in our zone here. It's probably the same down your way. But that had the bass on the little slower side of the spectrum for our half-day guys this week. So most of the bass action for our half-day guys came on the bottom setups this week, like dropper loops or a heavier lead head with a frozen squid or whatever threaded onto it and kind of rolled across the bottom. Some sand bass on the lead head in the swim base as well, and a little bit of whitefish on the sinker setups. But all in all, just a slow week, which is kind of what you'd expect with that cooler water. I know some of the guys in the skiffs are catching fish, and if you kind of take that same approach on a sport boat, you know, there's still opportunity to catch some sand bass and some calico bass. You know, those guys are just fishing 6-inch swim base with like a heavier lead head, 1.5-ounce lead head, and just getting it out away from the boat and a slow wind across the bottom. You know, people just have the habit of just, you know, being, this is my spot on the rail, right? They don't want to go walk around the boat and make casts off the bow or whatnot. Especially with the lighter loads that we have, it's perfect time to, you know, fish the whole boat, make some casts out away and incorporate some of that stuff. I think some of our anglers incorporate that. They'd be surprised at the more opportunity they'd have covering that water.
That's a great tip. Great tip.
Just something different, right? And you know, just have to soak a sardine in the same spot on a sinker, you know, walk around and mix it up. But down on our three-quarter day zone, you know, it's been all about the sculpin. It's the same up and down the coast here, more or less. Fishing these things in depths from like 200 to 260 feet down there off Camp Pendleton. Those rubber lure setups did very well. And then we're seeing some whitefish and some sand dabs kind of mixed in as like that bonus fish. But that cool water, again, had that bass on the slow side down there in that sector through Pendleton. A day or two, you know, we kind of get into the shallow zones after we got our sculpin fill. And had some bass bites, but all that bass down there, again, was on the sinker setups with, like, strip squid or a strip sardine or something like that. So not much on the fly-line baits, just, again, cool water. But I think just a shift in approach and some different tactics, some of our anglers incorporate that. They see some success this week. So guys want to hop on a boat, give the landing a call here, 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us on the web there at danawharf.com. Call the office, make those reservations so we can get the boat away from the dock this week.
As always, you guys do such a great job, too, on your social media, Brian. I enjoyed seeing the videos of you guys kind of showing the sculpin rigs that you like to help keep the rockfish, kind of keep the rockfish off while we're in the rockfish closer, but maximize your, you know, opportunity catching a sculpin, and then also kind of covered the rig for catching a little bigger one, then recipes
right.
for sculpin fish tacos. Like, you guys just did a great job. It's a great social media follow. It's not just about catch reports and big fish, but, you know, shared info on making us all more successful when we jump on the boat with you.
Right on. Well, we appreciate that. We try and, you know, keep it relevant to what's going on, you know, currently. And, you know, it's just part of the deal this time of year for sure. So
yep.
Thanks.
You guys do a great job. Well, Woolley, if somebody
all
wants
right,
to come fishing with you and get in on some of those sculpin fish tacos, how do we find you?
Cool, thanks. So just call our office here, 949-496-5794, or you can link us there through the Let's Talk Hookup page or hit us at danawharf.com.
Awesome,
yeah,
Willie.
Good stuff for sure, Brian, and nothing wrong with a sculpin taco, man.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, it's good.
Roger.
For sure. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, and from...
thanks, Willie.
Yeah, Dana.
Okay, see you.
All the way to my favorite subject here, and that's Gundy with the Surf Report, man. Good morning, Gundy.
Hey, it's Corey.
What's up, gents?
Hey, Gundy.
Yeah. Gosh, I can finally... give you guys a little to report on. You know, it's been a long stretch here of tough conditions.
Yeah, it has not been ideal time to walk down to the beach and make a cast with your lucky craft with, you know,
no.
head high surf coming in and 20 knots of
baby Ruth back. Bars, just yeah. the whole deal.
3 inches of rain that weekend.
No, thank you.
Yeah.
But I think there's light at the end of the tunnel. And I got three little reports for you, and it'll give you a little insight here what's going on. You know, those Santa Anas helped, you know, nothing like a Santa Ana to clean up that inshore water, and that helped a bunch to get things rolling. The first good report I got was up on those northern beaches, Ventura, Oxnard, Santa Barbara, you know, all the classic perch beaches, Fifth Street, Oxnard, Silver Strand, Carpinteria, all that. Those guys are doing pretty good on the barred perch, and I got a photo my buddy sent me of a 14-inch barred perch taken off Silver Strand on a 2-inch blackback silver sparkle paddle tail fished on a ball head jig. Real nice fish. You know, that's a little bigger bait, but you're hunting bigger fish. So we're the report there is more quality fish. Things are shaping up as they should be. And then the second report was a few more big halibut in that Oceanside area. Another 40-inch fish. Now I think guys are kind of, there's more than a few guys fishing in and around that harbor. A 40-inch fish, a 35-inch fish reported this past week. One of the fish was taken on a sardine, and the other fish, and this may be a clue of what's going on there, was taken on a brown bait, probably a queenfish is what I'm guessing. But, you know, in the spring, those queenfish will start, you know, schooling up a little bit, and maybe something like that's happening a little early there. There's a aggregation of those queenfish or something that's drawing these big fish in because, you know, the little guys aren't trying to eat queenfish. The big guys are. And then the third thing was some spectacular bay bass fishing. My buddy fished Newport Harbor, had 17 fish on 19 cast to start the day.
Yeah, that was.
So, you know, this kind of, my theory with this, it's kind of like, you know, we've had a lot of crummy weather and poor conditions. So these fish, I imagine, haven't really been on the feed bag as usual. So as soon as we see conditions here and a full moon, strong tide, it seems like these things want to snap. So keep that in mind. You know, it's time to get out there, I think.
I haven't seen Corey snap around and perk his ears up so in quite some time.
I know.
We were in that same winter doldrum, and all of a sudden you hear 17 spotties and 19 casts. Corey whipped around real quick on that one,
and legal halibut.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's if there's hope, it's coming around. You know.
Sounds good.
It's been tough for us inshore guys. That's
warm,
for sure.
Warm weather, good tides, and biting bay bass.
I like it.
Count me in.
And something that happens too, Gundy. You can chime in, but the grunion. I mean, even though they don't start running till March, April, somewhere in that zone, they start showing, man. Like, this is not – February is not a traditional, quote-unquote, what you have in the vision of a grunion deal, but they're there.
Just because they're not pushed up and laying eggs on the beach doesn't mean that they're not inshore on big tide and that kind of thing.
100%.
You're exactly right, Corey. They stage, you know, and when they start staging, you know, the fish start taking advantage of that right away.
I don't want to give up too many nugs there.
Uh-oh, he clammed up.
That's right. Hey, Gundy, great report as always, bro. We sure appreciate you keeping us up to date. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, great show, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Gundy.
Well, if there's nothing better for surf fishing, it's the new 2023 CCA calendar's out, man. The Tide calendar, I've got mine. Rick's got his. I'm sure Doug's got a stack of them at the shop there waiting for next week's sale. But you can pick yours up at the shop or get it at Turner's Outdoorsman, all the tackle shops, or you can order it online at surffishtackle.com.
Would you know how to, I mean, I know you know how to, but like, how lost are you looking for a tide without having that?
The Bible?
Exactly.
I know.
You can't do it.
I know.
I go online, and you know, when I'm out and about and I want to see what the tides are, and it takes me like, you know, 5 minutes, first of all, to find a site that has, you know, our
good tides.
And
yeah.
Then you got to read numbers. I mean, I like the squiggly lines.
and two, here's the other thing is like, yeah, you can find it online and you've got today's tides and you can look at tomorrow's, but you don't have the whole month laid out.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
You can
see the trend.
Trends.
Exactly.
Yeah, you can just tell when they're going to bite.
Right.
I mean,
it's the truth.
When it starts coming up to the bigger variances and
lower
lows and higher highs and more fish.
That's
it. That's good times. Hey, we're going to be right back, man. You're listening to Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup. We're going to be right back with Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopewich. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights are fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality Chinook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out with a great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay sunset, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to Sandspit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number, 1-877-815-2892, or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
In America, the future belongs to everyone. So we engineered the truck of the future for everyone. Ford F-150, available with a ProPower onboard generator and a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. Because the truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's for America. Ford F-150. Drive one today. Come in now for a huge selection of vehicles, like the 2022 Ford F-150 for 1.9% APR for 60 months, only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month, per thousand finance, regardless of down payment. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 4/3/2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hard-working crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald here to tell you that the Hall Shows are back. Bart Hall Shows February 16th through the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March 29th through April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Share the passion of outdoor recreation as we celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows family fun.